kick save made there by Brittany Mullet. And the Beavers, Joyce lost the puck. Kaderka with it in the far corner. Back to the blue line. Fired in on net. Bemidji State tries to hang on. Nice play there by Carly Essie. She comes up with a huge play, helping out her goaltender. Now Kaderka with a shot and a goal. Kaderka lifts that one up and over the shoulder of Brittany Mowat, and St. Cloud State takes a 1-0 lead.
In the game of hockey, more often than not, it comes down to who wants it more. Even if you have more talent and skill, it's hard to stop a team that's hungrier for that win.
Joyce battling again for the puck. Tries to kick it. She'll spin away from the wall. Drives one toward the net. Puck comes in and a goal. Kiki Radke puts the Beavers on the board. 1-1 our score.
That's what the BSU women's hockey team encountered yesterday in St. Cloud. The Lady Beavs faced a Husky team, determined to stay right where they were in the WCHA standings, in fifth place.
Miller's backhanded pass was redirected. Hutchinson came up with it. Now Miller, shot fired, and that one's going to trickle past Alder. Beavers within a goal. A power play goal for Bemidji State. And that was as big as they come, folks. Bemidji State inching their way back into this hockey game with 8:21 to play. Huskies still lead 3-2. Oh no, a turnover and a shot and a goal. .441 to play here.
And Tilke collected the puck in the slot. It was turned over by Bemidji State.
And the breakdown by the Beavers was costly. It's now 4-2 Huskies.
No matter how Bemidji State tried to battle from behind, St. Cloud State would answer. The Huskies never let go of the lead. The Huskies took 3 league points with a 5-2 win. It was a disappointing way for Bemidji to lose that one. But today is a new day. Game 2 is next, but first the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.